I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Tensions are rising in Zambia, a little more than a month after a closely fought election. The opposition is contesting the result, and it's gaining strength from economic distress. Many Zambians are going hungry as the price of food rises and as earnings from copper exports decline. As Laura Lynch reports from Kitwe, Zambia, there's growing criticism on the streets and on radio.
The broadcast may not be crystal clear, the technology may be cheap, but Radio Ichengelo's message gets out to the masses living in the north of the country in a mineral-rich area known as the Copper Belt. Father Frank Boalia is both manager and broadcaster. A few weeks ago, the Catholic priest began challenging what he says were flaws in a very close election. The Election Commission asked him to stop. He refused. Then one day, the police arrived at the studio in the town of Kitwe.
And they accused me of inciting people, because that's the easiest offense they can come up with whenever they want to shut somebody down. They said, you are inciting people. You are telling them that we are not giving correct results. That's where the trouble started.
Buwalia's open questioning of the government election results wasn't welcomed by the ruling party or its supporters. His critics even include another man of the cloth, United Church Bishop Njase. You're both Christian men, and yet you disagree with what he
That's
did.
That's right, yes. I disagree. But to me, that was wrong because he didn't listen to the advice of the government to stop doing what he was doing. And I support the government on that.
But Buwalia has many supporters among the poor who live in the townships in and around Kitwe. On this hot afternoon in Chimwemwe, the unemployed drink beer at the local bar while music spills out onto the surrounding streets. When people heard the father had been arrested, the protest began here and spread across Kitwe. Hassan went to the streets to support the man he calls Father Frank.
He should not stop. What he's doing is right for a people.
He speaks for you then?
Yeah, he speaks for us, yeah. Not only me, but the whole Zambian citizen. They appreciate what Father Frank is doing.
But the demonstrations turned violent. People threw rocks at police, others smashed windows and looted food stores. Buwalia's arrest fueled the anger so many here were already feeling. The price of corn maize, their main food staple, has skyrocketed. And the jobs some here rely on, working in the mines scattered through the region, are no longer secure. The price of copper is falling as the world slips into recession. Buwalia says that after a few years of relative prosperity, the copper belt is restive. Eventually, police realized they had to release Buwalia. He immediately went back on the air to renounce the violence and calm people down.
If this government does not deal with the issues of poverty, if this government does not create employment, one day the poor people will just rise against the rich and the comfortable, and there will be no stability, there will be no peace.
From the day Zambia gained independence in 1964 until 1991, it was ruled by one man, Kenneth Kaunda. Since then, Zambia has shifted to mainly peaceful multi-party elections, and international observers judge the latest one to be free and fair. But human rights activists here see a troubling trend toward muzzling free speech. Even now, Parliament is considering a law to regulate private media outlets. Father Buwalia insists he'll continue to speak out, not for the opposition parties, but for the change he wants to see in his country.
Of course, if you compare ourselves to Zimbabwe, you'd be saying everything in Zambia is okay. But is that the standard of measure? Is that the canon we want to use as Zambians? Why are you not comparing us to America? To see where we are, we should compare ourselves with the best. We've come to a certain stage in our democracy. We need to make progress.
Earlier this week, government officials gathered in a central square in Kitwe. It was a carefully controlled event, complete with marching bands and armed soldiers standing guard nearby. People here pride themselves on being peaceful. They look at what's happened in Zimbabwe and Kenya and want none of it, neither dictatorship nor post-election bloodletting. But the people are also growing increasingly hungry and impatient, meaning there'll likely be more testing times for Zambia as a democracy and as a nation. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Kitwe.